faces, a fear and a pain. I haven't watched the tears fall plenty from heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of his wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and the plains. I have held the hand of freedom that washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens from this world, there's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. Taste and see the fullness of His peace, and hold on to what's been held out, the healing hand of God.
Its visions are hostile, and hope for tomorrow soon take its toll. We march march to the drummer who now has no conscience. He's led us and left us with nowhere to run. And I fear for my family, all decked out in helmets, who fear for their own lives, so they sleep with the gun. Oh, tell me what's different, tell me what's new. Since Rome had its legions and royalty reigned, bombs are still flying, loved ones are dying. For all of our progress, so little has changed. Well, I was so young when my grandmother told me, your father remembers things he rarely shared. They gave him some medals, he buried his buddies and came home so broken, and no one much cared. One night Dad was talking of things he believed in, lessons he learned that he used to ignore. And he looked at me sadly and spoke oh so softly, said, they killed so many, we killed so many more. So tell me what's different, tell me what's new. Since Rome had its legions and royalty reign, bombs are still flying, families are dying. For all of our progress, so little has changed. We've got a high resolution, political solution of a no resolution for peace at all costs. Will wars keep on raging as we keep on aging, and all underprivileged are used up and lost? Go sow seeds of hatred, remember the injury, feed paranoia, and we'll perpetuate war. Then we'll become history like all those before us who died as good soldiers for things that are no more. So tell me what's different, tell me what's new. Since Rome had its legions and royalty reign, loved ones are crying, families are dying. For all of our progress, so little has changed. We've made oh so much progress, yet so little has changed.
In the paper and the TV news, somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to, once again, the Watchman Chronicle, Watchman for Jesus, Bible study. That was awkward. Welcome this evening. We just talked a little while ago, didn't we? And here we are again. I see steps being taken and people's lives changing. And you might have a scenario, we'll put it like this, that where the wife has been taken care of by the husband for the longest time, and he gets sick now. And now she's taking care of him. Never expected. No one ever encountered that the possibility might exist. Well, it might exist, but would never happen. But now the tables are turned. The daughter, the wife, the mother, the now required to take care of the father, whose mind is gone to a certain extent. It makes them not the same as they used to be. It's kind of like they leave in a way, but remnant of them remains, but they're not the same. Now they're faced with strengthening themselves for what's to come. So then what? God's calling them to him. It's called trials and tribulations. Certainly not the tribulations that we're talking about in the Bible, but individual tribulations is coming. And God uses this to strengthen us, getting ready for what's to come in the future. Trial by test. Lives change. Family, welcome to this Bible study tonight. We're going to talk about religions. We're going to talk about the New Age movement. And certainly, it'll be part two tomorrow. I can see that coming. It encompasses quite a bit. And, I mean, you could talk about it forever. You know, you just go and go and go. And, but the idea is to ideas to summarize it enough to where it gives you an idea of what you're dealing with, because this is the religion of the Antichrist. You're going to see a lot more supernatural events starting to happen. The man with a top hat, the man with a hat in his hand, the man with a hat, the top hat, the dark hat, the top coat. I don't know. Supernatural beings are coming out of the woodwork. The shadow, is a comic book strip thing, but that's not what all it is. The Shadow is also a forerunner of the satanic, another type of demonic entity. Of course, they put it naturally in some kind of superhero status or whatever, and comic books or whatever. Reality, they're real, but they're demons. And the demons they see in these comic book video games and all that, I submit to you that they're not false, that they're real. People just don't know it yet. And it's coming around, family. Spiritual warfare. We're getting notices. We're getting identifications. We're getting nudges, you might say. Let's get more than nudges. Well, the New Age movements, which I'll go into shortly after we dedicate the broadcast, linked up to secular humanism, is what the Roman Catholic Church is going to morph into once the signal's been given. And they're not going to do it until they know it's ready to go. Everybody's online with it. When everybody's online, it's all going to hit at once, at one time. And they can't do it piecemeal. They can't do here and do it there. First, they got to establish the root system for it. And then they will launch it into place, and one day it will happen just like that. So y'all be ready. And to be ready is to get closer to God. Oh, I know. I know ammunition and freeze-dried food and where to put the gold and where you're going to get the, your investments and all this and all that going on. But that's going to go by the wayside when it really gets down to it. Did you all know that Utah won't recognize gay marriages after U.S. court ruling? Whoa. U.S. court rules it. Well, the state of Utah says, we don't care what the U.S. says. We're not going to do it. Now, I know I'm supposed to talk about, if I was going to do that, supposed to talk about gay marriage and we got to pull away from the tyrannical government and all that sort of thing. That's what I'm supposed to say and talk about and all that. But, family, this is all played out. Because there's another state that's not recognizing a federal mandate. Think Texas or California. And see, here's the rub. The rub on this, and I ain't going to dwell on it here, is they want to show how the states are going to pull away from the federal. The federal is linked up to the Illuminati over there in Europe, and the states are going to pull away, go with the white hats and the revolution and all that stuff. That's what it's all about, showing this division and separation. That's what this play out at Utah is being done on. It's not about gay marriage. It's about setting up a revolution or some stuff going on. Rebellion, so forth and so on, which goes against Romans 13. See, I don't have any respect for either side, and I'll tell you why. Because both sides work the same. Satan, Lucifer, for the same entity. It's all a play, a game, a very dangerous game. So I know the agenda of both sides. So I don't really, get into all that rah-rah-rah stuff. Some people actually believe that. They follow a rebellious notion. But the thing is, it's almost a force issue. But that's going to pan out, or it's going to work out, or whatever. But you see, the bottom line is, revelations are coming through. God's in control. That's one thing to remember. Always remember. having a little hard time talking tonight. A little congested up. I don't know what it is. It's just, I'm going to tell you one. Oh, yeah. Today, this morning, in the South, especially here in the northeastern part of North Carolina, especially over top of Mount Airy, massive, massive chemical trail activity. Massive. And I would suspect that's going to have a lot to do with congestion. People around here getting colds or flu or nanobot technology or whatever. I think it's going to increase. Because there were massive chemtrails this afternoon. Over the top. And I can see why. I don't think we've seen anything yet. I'm going to, before I dedicate the broadcast here, I got to play you something because I got to do something right quick. So y'all just hang on there just a second. Okay, back at you. All right. Well, today I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and we'll get in and talk about the New Age movement. And we'll see. We've got an hour to go. And And this afternoon, I got on a roll with the broadcast. Unexpected subject, actually. I wasn't planning on talking about, but ended up talking about it. I went with it. And it's a very important one this afternoon and yesterday, last night. I'm going to send it out again here shortly to the broadcast, to the distribution I have. I don't know. You know, if it helps anybody, helps me to learn and pass on. Family, you'd be real surprised, though, when you say that you love people and you help people and all this. There comes a time when God's going to test you. And when you're ready for that time, you'll know when it happens. You know what it might be? It might be that you made claims and you said a prayer, whatever, something. And then you walk outside, let's just put it like this. And you head to your car on a normal routine and you lock eyes with somebody. And there's something different. And they walk up to you and say, hey, look, can I have some money? I need anything to eat or I need some gas or something. Out of nowhere. That's God talking to you. Now, you can sit there and justify it. Trust me, I know about this. You can say, well, you know, they're probably wanting drugs or something, so I don't give them all you want. But what they do with it is up to them. But that's not the point. Point is, you see, the point is, what are you going to do? Now, of course, it's a different story when they put a, you know, 9mm in your face. That's, well, now you got to do something else, you know. But this is when someone just walks up to you with that look and out of nowhere, some unusual request like this that approach you of everybody. And you're being tested. Sometimes you're tested before you're blessed. Sometimes you're tested, just tested. But it's not about that. It's about who you help. It's not about you coming out saying, you know what? What? I gave today 5 people something and I did this today. And you know what else I did today? No, what'd you do? And I went to, how many times Jesus, the Savior, said, don't tell anyone this. It's not about us. It's about them. It's about him seeing if you're put up or shut up. That's kind of crude, I guess, but that's kind of what boils down to being. Lord, we thank you tonight for this Bible study. We thank you for the being able to come together. Father, we praise you. We thank you for what you've given us, Lord. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Father, Holy Spirit, that can bring us each together to teach us your wisdom, discernment. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, the King James Bible. Lord, we call upon you to bless us, to give us opportunities to witness to others and to help others. And Father, to cover us with your precious blood of your Son Jesus, that will be protected, that will have divine appointments, that Father will be able to carry out what you want us to do, and that will be done. And Father, we know that all things come out good for those who wait. And those who love God, love Jesus. Tonight we ask that you lead us tonight, Father, and lead me to teach, and lead others to teach, and others to learn, and me to learn, and Father, for all of us to share. And guide us, even through the hard times yet to come, the good times to get us through them, that we don't be deceived. And Father, expose the evil that pretends to be good, that we can see through it. And be able to witness and have the courage to stand up against it. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Remind you all that, for any of those that hear that's not hearing it live, that we're also played up in New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania. at highpointradio.net. That's www.highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, K-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. We're also played in, on occasion through Colorado and Blue Raven Network. Sometimes we'll simulcast on his network. Means the same time. Sometimes it's MP3s. And tonight's Bible study. New Age movement. Don't let that New Age throw you off. The New Age movement goes back to Nimrod, third generation after Ham. Ham is the son of Noah. Called New Age, not because it's brand new from the 1800s or 1900s, whatever. It's New Age, just the terminology for the ancient mystery religions. Now the term, the expression New Age itself, yes, came into existence about the 1970s or 1980s, thereabouts. It was actually being set up in the 1960s. That's when the music changed. Preparation. That's why they're setting up for this, and this is where it really is making it difficult for people. I'd say 98%. And definitely, I don't know but a handful. Now, I know Michael Hargett. See, Michael Hargett, at first, was not into this New Age alien thing going on. Not much he is today, but at first he didn't believe in it. Then finally, he was like, wow, when someone sent him the information and the backup, and he got on to it right quick when he realized it was true. A lot of preachers out there, they're not buying off on this. Matter of fact, they don't have a clue what we're talking about. I'd say, I'm guessing, I understand, no studies, but my guess is, probably conservative, 97% of preachers today don't have a clue who Sananda Emanuel is. And it's gonna change their lives, man. When Sananda Emanuel, who is the, we think is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is not. But looks, that's who it is we're seeing. That's not who it is in real life. Real life, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has never been seen except in those days when he was walking the earth. Then 40 days after, he's gone, man. Well, this is the biggest shock it's going to be to people. This is massive implications I'm talking about. The Christmas being pagan and Easter being pagan and the photo we see of Jesus and all the movies and all the portraits and all the nice little sayings and all this is the one holding the lamb is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Woohoo! That's out there. But then I got to think about it when I come up with this. I said, wow, no one's ever seen Jesus. And certainly Leonardo da Vinci never saw the Last Supper. There's never been any photos or portraits, excuse me, photos, any portraits after the Last Supper. So it was a guess on his part, and he's an avatar anyway. He was the occult. He was a Satanist, that sucker was. Leonardo da Vinci? Oh, yeah. Like Ben Franklin. Man, oh, the history book is so wrong. Thomas Alva Edison, he didn't discover the light bulb. They stole it. J.P. Morgan and Thomas Edison stole it from Nikola Tesla, who was channeled by the fallen angels. Yeah, buddy. You see, boy, I tell you, when you get into all this, it surprises you. New Age movement. It was at one time linked into the New Age Journal by Mark Satin and Marilyn Ferguson, Aquarian Conspiracy, which has the logo of the in a lot of the New King James Bibles, is that little I can't think of the name of it right now. The little squiggly thing, it's a 666. It's a Trinity, actually, what they're talking about, with 666 embedded in it. Tricetra, that's what it is. It's on the cover of the New King James Bible. And some of them, they've taken it off. And 90% plus people don't understand this. '75 was a major year, by the way, when Michael Aquino of the Pentagon, who founded the Temple of Set, Satan, he works in the Pentagon, oh yeah, for decades and decades and decades, invoked the Prince of Darkness into this world by invocation and sacrifice and whatever else to begin the third phase of the New Age movement. He was the one that brought in the third phase. That's significant. Second phase was Alice Bailey. First phase was Helena Blavatsky. Little by little. 1975, see, supposed to have been a military takeover of the U.S. government. I talked about that today, Nixon and Cushman, et cetera, et cetera. Ain't going at it tonight. All of this take place in 1975. And Shirley MacLaine is, or well, was, a high priestess, just like Madonna, like Bill Clinton is a high priest, and so is Buchanan, or high priest, in the Luciferian order. Well, Shirley MacLaine was a high priestess in the Luciferian order. The book, Out on a Limb, talks about her conversation, a conversion to New Age belief. Remember, 1970s, I Am God? She has a movie where she gets on a beach and sprawls her hand out, and the guy says, just say you're God. Oh, that's a setup, man. Movies to teach you. The book talks about her travels and science fiction-like dimensions. We know them as principalities, powers of darkness. Three dimensions of heavens, first, second, third. This is the real thing. Out-of-body experiences, contact with extraterrestrial beings like Ellen G. White and Joseph Smith and Mohammed. It's all the same story. Trance, which I'll be talking about next week. How they talk to you. There's like five, six, seven different ways, different categories of humans they contact and how they do it. Some call it overshadowing. Some call it trance channeling. Seances. Her second book, Dancing with the Light, In the Light, tells about her reaching to yoga, reincarnation, crystal power, Hindu mantras, past life recall experiences, meditated through acupuncture. All that's part. Reiki. All that is part of this. Spirit guides are the demons. They don't know that. Boy, if I had anybody listening tonight with New Age, would be gone right now. Pew! Just like this Roadrunner. Meep, meep. Out they go. They wouldn't want to listen to what I'm saying tonight. But this is true. Spirit guides told her that each individual is God. Wait a minute. Does that not sound like Copeland? Joyce Myers? Oh, yeah. We all are gods. Skull and Bones 3:22. Genesis 3, verse 22. Man to become God. Isn't there something common going on here? Yeah, buddy, it sure is. So she passed along the wisdom that the persons are limited. Only one has to realize it. Okay, well, my question is, how come somebody hadn't realized it already? In 40 years, I don't know if anybody has. Then you got these gurus, donut boys, long hair, floating around, and just say, come here, my daughter. I gave you the lessons of the ages or whatever, and you spend $300 for spend a weekend in Mount Shasta, California, and you dance around the Maypole and whatever, I don't know what. And you spent your weekend there, and you meditated and gurgitated, and I don't know whatever else you've done. And then they come back and at last maybe a week or less and they're back to where they are. Or they're meditating, doing the whatever. You know, all that hum stuff, that's frequency vibration. And when you're doing it purposely, or you're connecting dots all right, but you're opening up portals allowing demonic entities to come inside. That's what it's for. There's a certain degree of, whatever it is. It's all about music, geometry. There's where the Freemasons come in. They don't learn all this about 33rd degree or Shriners and so forth. But the New Age thoughts and thinking and criteria goes back to Eastern mysticism. Bypasses the mind, and a new organ of perception is the pineal gland. Did I get it right that time? The pine cone. That's what that symbolizes. That's where your energy resides. That's your brain. That's your battery or whatever, your consciousness. They say it gives spiritual light. Actually, the Bible talks about it. Silver thread. In the Bible, it talks about the silver thread, the golden needle, silver cord. You'll find it, I believe, in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 6. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, which is the heart, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Now, what in the dickens is that talking about? Ecclesiastes 12, 6. How'd they know that back then? And how they write so poetic, Ecclesiastes, about the body's composition? How'd they know that? Well, Ecclesiastes 12, 6. Very interesting. 12, 6. It's the advance of the wise man to remember the Creator before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. C-I-S-T-E-R-N. It's going to be difficult to actually talk about precise meanings of all these figures they're talking about, but the snapping of the silver cord refers to the breaking of the tender thread of life when the spirit is released from the body. That's in the Bible. When we talk about the third level of overshadowing, that the person would consciously, or channeling, either one, would consciously give up their body to be inhabited by one of these fallen angels or a demonic entity. That's what that's talking about. But when you give it up, you ain't going back to it. So that's why the person changes. That's when you, as a 33rd degree Freemason, Shriner, witchcraft, or whatever, you give up. You take that royal blood, that royal secret, that blood oath, and all that sort of thing. That changes the individual because it's not them inside that body. And another way you tell people possessed is one minute they're quasi-normal. Another minute they're like, what? Where'd you come up for that? What? You wrote the words it said. That's not like Tom. Something ain't right. Me is on drugs or something? What? What'd I say? He didn't say anything, John. What? And then he'll come back and say, what did I say? Everything okay? They're like, huh? You don't remember what you said? I mean, we're talking a 180. That's where the demon takes over. This is supernatural, what we're dealing with. Instead, we get all out of whack start arguing with the person, it's not the person you're arguing with. It's the demon inside him taking control of her. And they don't even know it. Fanny Crosby said, I quote, "Someday the silver cord will break. I know more as now she'll sing. Oh, the joy when I shall awake within the palace of the king." That's where they get astral travel. You may go back to your body during this astral travel. Or you change your DNA by meditation, and they can do that. And you start raising up a little bit. It's not them. It's the demon causing this to happen. You'll find a lot of these magicians, David Copperfield and the others, do this miraculous stuff going through objects. That's real. Because they've made a pact with the devil. They've made a pact with Satan. Demonic entities change DNA. Change the vibration level of certain things, and they operate through the demonic entities. The golden bowl has been understood to mean the cranial cavity, your head. It's the breaking to be a poetic picture of the cessation of the mind at the time of death. This broken picture in the wheel, reference to the circulatory system. The breakdown of systolic and diastolic blood pressure. And if you go to Ecclesiastes 12:7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And the spirit shall return to God who gave it. But you know, after that came Jesus Christ. He set up another condition to be born again. But in 12:7, rigor mortis sets in. The body begins to return to dust. That's what rigor mortis is all about. The spirit returns to God who gave it. Oh, that can't be. Catholic Church says it hangs around for 3 or 4 days. I wonder if it they show the Roman Catholic Church shows it to the Roman Catholics about that. Yeah, bet they don't. Or so it seemed to Solomon at the time. In the case of a believer, his conclusion is true. In the case of an unbeliever, the spirit goes to Hades and there to await the great white throne judgment. Remember all believers? Believers mean born again. Even Satan believes in God. And the demons know Jesus. So just being a believer is not all. You got to accept Jesus as your Savior. But those believers accepted Jesus as Savior in the Book of Life. Their soul at the time of death goes to be in heaven, awaiting the day of the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is where you've graduated. But those that's not will end up going to hell the minute they die, either during the second seal or before or whenever. Doesn't matter. If they're not born again, and they're Christian and not born again, it doesn't matter. They're going to hell. You've got to be born again. Constantine said he was Christian, but he was a pagan. The spirit is reunited with the body, and the entire person is then judged and are cast in the lake of fire, divided or separated from God. The body is on the ground asleep. Don't matter whether you're cremated or head cut off or your body, whatever, doesn't matter. If God created Adam from nothing, he sure could bring your body back, but in a permanent state to be judged or in heaven to be rewarded. So vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. So the preacher comes full circle to where he began with a basic idea and tenet that life under the sun is vanity, meaningless, futile, empty. His pathetic refrain reminds of a little girl who went to the fair and stayed too long. Y'all heard that from Billy Barnes? Billy Barnes, reference to Ecclesiastes 12:8, says, I wanted the music to play on forever. Have I stayed too long at the fair? I wanted the clown to be constantly clever. Have I stayed too long at the fair? I brought me blue ribbons to tie up my hair, but I couldn't find anybody to care. The merry-go-round is beginning to slow now. Have I stayed too long at the fair? I wanted to live in a carnival city with laughter and love everywhere. I wanted my friends to be thrilling and witty. I wanted somebody to care. I found my blue ribbons all shiny and new, but now I've discovered them no longer blue. The merry-go-round is beginning to taunt me. Have I stayed too long at the fair? There's nothing to win and no one to want me. Have I stayed too long at the fair? That's the world. Because Jesus Christ has taken us to somewhere else. This is the earth. This is creation. You know, I wrote something today. There's some folks. See if I can find it. About the existence of God. Now, this is just my rendition, I guess, of what to say to someone. Just me. I mean, you maybe have your own ways, of course, but I wrote an epiphany to someone. And it says this. It starts with knowledge that there's a God. If one does not believe in God, then one has to believe in evolution. If one believes in aliens, they seeded us, then one must believe in evolution. That's a bit longer. Evolution is looking at the actual physics, the biology of the universe and where we live in. It's impossible because nothing evolves when it's in entropy as a process of development. So, a basic understanding that there is a God is a start. Then if there's a God to be fair and consistent, loving or evil, he must be good, because if he were an evil God, he would not have created this universe to destroy himself, but would of course created it to control and not allow free will. We have free will and an escape from evil. Therefore, you have a loving and just God must have created this world. Then we ask, what kind of God and what does he expect? So are we to create our own worship like Cain did and be allowed, or does this loving God have an established set of rules or commandments or standards that will fit in this creation? So when one looks at different religions, we see one common trait. The religions created by man all exalt man and not the loving God that created us. Then we find only one worship, one direction, that's God, is in the Bible. Even in Christianity, it's so divided, it's like rice in a wedding. So we look again at the which ones are man-made. The Bibles we can trace and discover. Which one stands out? Well, the one that stands out and can be traced is the King James Bible. Therefore, if this be used, it tells us the truth. This loving, creating God would not lie and use men that have been obedient to put Scripture that we need to know. So therefore, there is evil, because these angelic beings that had pride and lust rebelled, even in heaven, as the Bible tells us, because the Bible is true. God, with perfect love, will also be just. He'll also have perfect punishment as a means to establish and maintain order. He would not allow evil to continue. The Bible tells us that about a literal hell. Annihilation is punishment. That'd be a reward. Energy. Our soul, angelic beings, et al., is not destroyed. It's just changed or moved. So this is actually a summary, and what I'm talking about now, and not the full development of the answer I wanted to give someone, but it's a spiritual warfare. It's real. And the Christians are the most deceived, because the one named Sanand Emmanuel is the Yeshua, or Jeshua, that they're also calling Jesus. No one knows what Jesus looks like. But the one called Sananda is the Jesus we think is in the portraits and pictures and movies and all that. Jesus is a physical incarnation of the living God that took on that physical vehicle called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He came in the usual way. In other words, Adam created, had no belly button. But Jesus, on the other hand, did. He's born of the Virgin Mary. He had an umbilical cord. He had to be fed. He was in the mother's matrix up to 5 years old. He probably fell and skinned his knee, I'd bet. Adam and Eve was created adult with no belly button. And the fallen angels, when they take on physical form, like the sons of God of the Old Testament were the fallen angels, they would have no belly button either, because they were created beings with free will, of course. The only way he could live like one of us was to experience life exactly like one of us through Mary. However, the religions were created along with philosophy to hide the truth. Don't you know that when Jesus came down to walk with Adam and Eve, as angel of the Lord, that was God coming down in the supernatural way, that if the fallen angels can take on physical form, you know that Jesus Christ could come on earth anytime he wanted to and take on physical form, not be born, didn't he? You ever thought about this? Why didn't Jesus Christ, who created Adam as an adult, come down here as an adult whenever he wanted to? Why don't you just skip through all that baby stuff? You know, I don't want to be no baby. Come on, God the Father, I just want to appear down there and do my 3 years and come on back up. No. The great leader he was and is. He came down through a woman in the womb from the seed of God himself into a blessed mother of God, Mary. But she's not divine. You can't pray to her. She's not going to hear your prayers. Only Jesus can. And no beads are going to get you anywhere but in a pawn shop. But Jesus came down, came through, conceived 9 months later. Voila. Had to be fed, have his diapers changed. He cried and grew up. He didn't have to do that, but he did anyway. Went through puberty, went through everything, just like we did. Think about that. Only way he could be like one of us was to experience life exactly like one of us through Mary. However, the religions were created along with philosophy to hide this truth. And the Bible talks of and explains in detail about literal hell. It's in the Bible. We just can't pick and choose what we want to believe. The Bible is true from Genesis to Revelation. People use the Bible, but they pick and choose what they want. It don't work that way. Use all of it or none of it. And that's what they've done. They've created their own Bibles. Thomas Jefferson did. Mary Ellen G. White. Lord knows how many others have created their own Bibles using the real Bible. The Bible also has to date been 100% accurate up to the end times, which is yet to happen. Now, that part was part of living epiphany I had that I wrote to somebody. So the religion that Satan is coming up with, has come up with, is a New Age movement. It's very attractive to the natural man. It's become disillusioned with organized religion, as it's been planned to. They're letting you know how the Catholic Church is corrupt. Islam is corrupt, which was created by the Vatican Church anyway. Yes, Islam was created by the Vatican Church in the 6th century. As fact. And as Satan had planned, Muhammad the prophet was brought in as the Messiah 100 years later or so. That's another story. Mankind becomes disillusioned with religion and politics, which is designed to happen that way. And Western rationalism. He desires spiritual reality, but doesn't want to give up materialism. I'm a material girl. Madonna, a high priestess in the Luciferian order, who is, by the way, bloodline to George Bush. How do you like that? And Brad Pitt. The bloodline I talked about today at the broadcast is the same bloodline that they're in, as a lot of the movie stars and sports stars are. It's been put up. That's correct. Anyway. It deals with moral problems and coming with authority. New Age is a monism. It's a belief that all is one and one is all. Like the Three Musketeers, all for one, one for all. Oh, I wonder about that, now that I think about it. History is not the story of humanity's fall into sin. It's restoration by God's saving grace. Rather, it's humanity's fall in ignorance and the gradual ascent into enlightenment. When you're a Freemason, you take off the blindfold. What do you seek? I seek light. Second degree. I seek more light. Third degree. I seek further light. We'll pay a doggone bill. You might get light. Family's the only light you're going to get. You're born with light. But then you go to dark when you don't take Jesus Christ as Savior. It's a slap in God's face. They say that all is God. If all is one, including God, then one must conclude that all is God, or it gets confusing. It's really pantheism. Trees and snails and books. Oh my. People are all one divine essence. A personal God who has revealed himself in the Bible and in Jesus Christ completely rejected. They can't handle it. Why? Because he judges. That's why. Since God is then impersonal, the New Ager doesn't have to serve him. God's an it, not a he. The Holy Spirit's a she, not part of God, the he. Did you get all that? It just fell out of my mouth on that one. They like to keep God impersonal. Let me tell you how that works. You go to a mega church, just keep God impersonal. It's mega. That's the purpose of mega churches. Number two, you sit outside at the foyer or in the lobby. I don't have to go to that old, tight old place. I just sit out here in the lobby, drink a cup of coffee, talk to Mary Sue, sit in a lounge chair and watch TV of the preacher talking with the loudspeaker on. I've seen them. Someone invited me to church in Georgia 3 years ago. Okay, I'll go. That's what I had. Get a cup of coffee, buy some souvenirs. I'm surprised they didn't have any holy water there or something, or green handkerchiefs. Oh, or coffee cups. Chuckle, chuckle. It's not a chuckle. It's sad. It reminded me of Jesus coming in and turning things over. You go outside, people were selling insurance, selling stuff there. It was like, it's like an autumn leaves festival in the mini. I'm like, this is a church? Oh, Tom. I said, well, whatever. And of course, the rock and roll band in the front. Oh, goodness. There's a change in consciousness in the New Age movement. If we are God, we need to know we are God. How can you even say, I mean, man, the scientists can't even make an amoeba. All they got's theories. You must be cosmically conscious, enlightened, or attuned to the cosmic consciousness. Some who reach this enlightened status will claim to be born again, but because of what they feel, not what they are. A counterfeit of biblical conversion. So the essential is not whether you believe or mediate, but whether you believe in and what we mediate upon. Christ is a true personal objective reality. He said that he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Well, a cosmic evolutionary optimism is kind of taught. In other words, there'll be a new world order, a new world government, new age thinking. They believe that there will be a progressive unification of world consciousness. Is the Pope not saying all religions come together? We're getting there. This is a counterfeit. It's a counterfeit kingdom led by Satan himself. Christ has a true kingdom. He'll one day rule on earth, and that with peace, but with a rod of iron. And those who accept him as their savior. What's going to boil down to? Right now, everybody just sits back. That's why they're trying. You're not going to like this. Some of you aren't, maybe, or maybe you don't. Maybe you won't like it because it sounds like it's out there, but I'll tell you anyway. This is one of the reasons they're trying to legalize marijuana. Yep. You can't tell me that marijuana don't make you high. I never used it in college, but I was around people that did. I didn't use it for any other reason other than being stubborn. I drank moonshine if that makes you feel better. But I did illegal things, but marijuana, I didn't do it because it just, everybody else did. I just wanted to, I don't know, make them uncomfortable. I didn't care. I didn't even go to the parties. I didn't care. I wouldn't use it. But I tell you what, it'll sure make you high. That was back in the 70s. I didn't know anything about it much. Some of the parties, these people would react really funny and had really crazy conversations. Of course, I did too with moonshine. Yeah, oh yeah. So, I wasn't innocent. But that's the purpose of marijuana, family. The peace pipe, more to this than people realize. The sweat lodges, it's opened up your sweat pores. It opens up more than that. The peace pipe was to loosen the peace process. It would be able to reveal deception and provided possession because of the lowering of your control through the marijuana type effects, whatever it was, like peyote or this natural chemicals that make you high. So if the government says marijuana cures cancer and all this and all that, but we're going to make it illegal, then they're going to have groups out there to say, we want to fight the government to make it legal, so we'll, okay. So the government hides it. Kind of like, well, you can't have it. So if they say they can't have it, that must mean it must be good for us. Reverse psychology is working perfectly. So it must be good for us. The government is denying UFOs. They're hiding it from us. We got to know about it. It must be true then. Family, it's a dialectic. Hook, crook, and steal. That's how they're doing it. You make marijuana illegal so people will want it. You hide UFOs so people think it's true. And then you release it when you say, oh, all right. I could hold, carry, okay. I could have a real gift in my right hand, whatever it is, and then hide my left hand and say, honey, if I had a honey, and say, what, honey? I say, I got a surprise for you. Now, she ain't going to look at my right hand. She don't care. She going to look at my what? The hand I've got hidden. Was got nothing in it. Maybe a peanut. I don't know. And my right hand has got the real ring, got the real necklace, got the real whatever. But my hidden hand is what he or she is, well, she, no, she would be focused on. Or your son or your daughter or whatever. I got a surprise for you. And then the mind says, well, what they're showing me is, must not be it. But what's behind there is, they'll completely forget about your right hand. How about that? That's the game they're playing. It's a Ponzi scheme. New Agers create their own reality. They believe they can create reality by what they believe, and by changing what they believe, they can change reality. I haven't seen one of them do it yet, but they say they can. Moral boundaries have been erased, and marijuana, drugs, etc., help erase those moral boundaries. It helps in justification. I tell you, God's been speaking to me today, something awful, something terrible. He's been hammering me all day today about things. And you know when that Holy Spirit's moving, you really do. It's like you got a greasy wheel and you put oil in it. Pshaw, WD-40, you just move right along. You know, there's no absolutes because there's no distinction between good and evil in this new religion. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Now all that to a new ager, which is a major percentage of the population, we don't like to think we're sinners, sounds good on the onset, don't it? The new agers think it's pretty neat. Well, I got news for the new agers. Here is the downside. With this do as thou wilt concept, our thoughts, our reality, and all this sort of thing, that also counts in releasing the felons out of the prisons completely. And those that don't fit will be executed. So what they're going to release in the public are those felons because no more jail time. Now, that's going to be a problem. So you can do all this love and all this stuff all they want. But when they release those felons, they don't think the same way. But this goes along with it. It's closing down the prisons. They're not telling them about that. Unites of Malta, you understand that too, right? Freemasons, do you understand that's what they're going to do? And if you think by releasing those felons that are possessed, tens of thousands of them in the public, and the police are going to be made up of them? Oh. Uh-huh. Do the math on that. They say that nothing has reality until one says that it is reality or says it's a truth. So if your finite man can create truth, we're in desperate trouble in our society. So unless there's order, whether it's a good government or bad government, don't matter. Because if you don't have good or bad government, because a bad government will be put over a culture that needs, that's being judged. That's what it did with Israel. A good government, like King James Day, was a temporary time. God made sure of that. But if you don't have any kind of government, you got anarchy. And that can't be good. See, I can't have it both ways, man. Unless there's eternal absolutes from the eternal God, as I explained a little while before. And actually, that kind of fits in what I'm talking about now, don't it? I reckon man will eventually be his own destruction. Isn't that the tribulations? Isn't that the Psalms 34:21? Yeah, it sure is. New Agers make contact with the kingdom of darkness, calling a medium a channeler, a demon, a spirit guide. It's not change of reality what they really are. It's the kingdom of darkness, which Satan is the head of. So this activity is opposed to biblical God revealed to us in Jesus Christ who defeated Satan. Matthew 4:1-11. A lot of reading there. Colossians 2:15. Hebrews 2:14-18. So, what are the seven Ashram rays I talked about before? You've heard me talk about those. Probably people listening now have memorized them. Two of them is religion and philosophy. Well, the New Age movement is a counterfeit philosophy. It appeals to our feelings. That's like Kundalini in the churches. How you feeling, John? Oh, yeah, man, I'm feeling the moving spirit today. Yeah, all right, groovy. Groovy. When's the last time you heard that? Anyway, at least people think that they're God. They can enhance their lives through their own person. But what's the reality? We're born. We grow up. We live while on planet Earth. And we die. Absent from the body, present with the who? You better say Lord. If you're not, do the math on that one. There's only two places. Humans are finite. Flesh is going to go away. We can never be God. We need someone greater than we who can provide us forgiveness and life eternal. But they got it covered. You know the ring in the ears that everybody talks about? That's tend to whatever it is, nidus or I don't know what. That's a lie they come up with. Y'all play poker? I don't play poker. But you play poker and you're trying to, bluff somebody. And you're thinking they're trying to bluff you. I may be wrong here. I don't play it. But you say, man, I call. I'm tired of bluffing. Well, their call is whether or not you're going to be God. We can never be God. We praise the Lord for the God-man who's Jesus Christ through his death and body resurrection. The call is, what reality have you created? Is it working for you? My guess is it's not. The call is for this tendonitis. They're saying now that that's a lie coming from the government. Well, it is. But now they're taking you off on a different track. You know what they're saying it is now? So everybody agrees that this noise you hear in your ears this is tendonitis, we all know it's not. Well, now they're calling. They're saying, now we're going to tell you what it is. Okay, goody, goody. What is it? Well, it is man evolving. The whole world is expanding. Say what? Yes. We're evolving into the nexus. We're evolving to man's next creative evolution, la-di-da-di-da. That's what the hearing is. And even the animals are experiencing it because look how the animals are protecting each other, taking in other animals as they're young, protecting humans. Well, what they're not telling you about the animals that are being possessed, family pets that are attacking their owners, this is not accidental. They're saying it's man now experiencing the evolution to the next evolutionary state of man is why you're hearing all this ringing in the ear. Well, I had an epiphany about that today. You ready for this? I know a fact. One fact is when the supernatural, when the supernatural appears as aliens and this disclosure and all that, the one called Maitreya is going to speak to people in their ears, in their heads, worldwide. Simply voice to skull technology. That's what the satellites are all about. That's what this cloud around the world is about. Chemtrails, all that stuff. Barium, strontium, barium, niobate, barium oxide, all that junk going off there. The silicon being sprayed in chemtrails. All that. The fact that the troops complain about voice-to-skull technology, the voices in their head, inside the head going out, not outside coming in. Like Moses and the burning bush, the voice outside coming in. That's supernatural. But the voice coming from the head going out, it's man-made. Supernatural or possession. Well, harp may actually make up these trumpet sounds. Harp may be carrying the voice of Maitreya to everybody worldwide through this envelopment cloud that they produced. I submit to you that this ringing in the ear is practice. It's kind of like when I start my broadcast, for example, and if I don't have talking before it starts, before I key into it, in the microphone, testing, you got it, that you're going to hear a shh up to that point. And then you hear me, ah, hello, here we go. That's same thing. That this ringing, this shh in your ears that you hear all the time, some places more than others, is just preparing for the voice of Maitreya to come in on the mind. Using technology. So that voice, or that ring in your ear is not man expanding to the next evolutionary step, whatever. It's really kind of like a radio that you hear the shh, and you turn to the station that you're going to listen to. And then come Maitreya's voice. Now, can you imagine Christians in America don't know about this? They're going to freak out in church if it happens. Do you hear that? I hear that. Doggone, that's what I hear. Well, Marcia, you hear that, Martha? Yeah, honey, I do. Where's that coming from? Somebody turn off that radio. Ain't no radio. It's in your head, boy. Yeah, well, won't be funny then. It'll be panic. Actually, the truth is, Walmart has already tested this in their stores. You get within a certain distance of one corner of the store, and you hear the advertisement. It's not coming from some outside sound system at all. Look it up by microwave technology. I know for a fact the troops out there are experiencing voices in their head, and they're real. And they're being told by the VA and told by others that it is the post-traumatic stress. It's your imagination. Well, baloney. It's not either. Septal implants. There's a lawsuit. 7,800 veterans are suing the DOD and the CIA because of septal implants testing. So you're going to hear Maitreya. He won't be saying, testing, testing, this is Maitreya speaking. Okay, we have it. Okay, all right. I am Maitreya. No, no, he's going to be talking. He'll be on TV or something or another. And it'll all be one time, and they'll hear him talking. Or Sananda Manuel in the head. Now, you tell others that what they're hearing is technology. They're going to think you're crazy. But that's what it is. It's technology. And a little bit of supernatural whiz bang smoke and mirrors. But when you ask Christ to be your Savior, your life will be transformed. You will know who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Everybody else is going to see something else different. No way. It's almost 9 o'clock. That's what I thought. Part 2 tomorrow. We're going to talk more about the New Age movement tomorrow. And the differences between Christianity and Eastern religions. We'll get more into it tomorrow. Night 7:30 to 9 o'clock. I just wanted to lay the basic groundwork today. It's quite extensive, actually. But Roman Catholic Church. Well, actually, do this. Teilhard de Chardin is a Jesuit priest. Actually worked with John Dewey. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is a father of the New Age movement. And guess who the mama is? The mother of the New Age movement is Helena Blavatsky. Now, Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Churchill, Queen Elizabeth and Stalin, second cousin, that's right. Adolf Hitler studied Helena Blavatsky, pardon the term, religiously. Kept her book on his bedside table. Then, of course, Adolf Hitler, 1945-46, he came to the United States, that's correct, under assumed name, and he died in 1965, I believe it was. Oh, yeah. See, all that's coming out now. Oh, boy. Anyway, he was Roman Catholic also. And he studied Blavatsky also. His task was to find the Hebrew Jews and kill them. Why? Because they know the 144,000 Hebrew Jews of the 12 tribes, 12,000 each tribe, existed and had a bloodline. If they could extinguish that bloodline, they wouldn't have to worry about the 144,000. So they cursed them. The Jews they had by putting the Star of David, which is a crest of Solomon, the hexagram, satanic. How come Hagee don't know this? Anyway, Star of David is a cult. Has nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with Star of David, with David of the Bible. Nothing. It's about witchcraft. Satanic sacrifice. Requiring blood is the Star of David, a hexagram. Every flag has a satanic emblem on it. American flag's got the pentagram. Sorry, but that's the purpose of it. The Muslim flags have the half moon and the star. Morning star is Satan. Jesus is a bright morning star. Not the same thing. Satan is a morning star. I told you all about that before. Isaiah 14:12 in the other Bibles. Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, and Revelation 22:16. When you use the other Bibles, you'll see morning star is Satan as Jesus. But if you use the King James Bible, Lucifer is Satan. And Jesus Christ is a bright and morning star. Big difference. That is the reason they changed the verses in those Bibles. Because the single star of Venus, the single star on the Muslim flags is Lucifer. And the half moon is Allah. Moon God. Yep. That's what it is. Ooh, some hot things I'm talking about there. Well, family, I think the airways are kind of heating up, don't you? So, we'll talk more about this tomorrow night in more detail about comparing traditional belief system of the Bible, the law, with comprehensive belief system of humanism, which is a New Age movement. It's all connected. It's quite amazing how this works out. Satan has been a busy boy, really busy. So tomorrow we'll talk about that and victory over Satan. I'll finish up with that. We'll start off with that tomorrow night and Ancient Mystery Religions. Lord, tonight we come to you in prayer. We thank you tonight, Father, for being able to come together for Bible study. To lead us tonight, Father, Holy Spirit, guide us in our lives, protect our families, Lord, and give us the courage, the words, the opportunities, the divine appointments to speak in your name. Fill our hearts with your joy, with your love, with your wisdom, Lord. We're going to need it. We know, Father, you won't give us more than we can handle. Lord, give us the courage to handle what you give us. We pray, Father, you watch over everyone listening tonight and those that they talk to, that the Holy Spirit will descend upon them and give them an opportunity to witness the love of Jesus to them. Father, these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Family, I see a big move moving. Things are going on. And I'm going to do the best I can to groups I have or the people that listen to my broadcast and so forth. Hopefully it touches people. For me, it's training. Preparing myself or whatever. I don't know. And I see changes. I see things increasing around us, around me anyway. And I hear from other people. I see things on the side. I say, oh, it's time to get really serious. So, family, y'all have a great night tonight. Pray. And tomorrow, 4 o'clock, is another broadcast. Tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9, Bible study. We'll continue on. Then we'll talk tomorrow night, victory over Satan. And we'll talk more about the New Age movement, the more detail, and some other religions, how they fit, and so forth. So it'll be part 3 tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless.
And the fears we breathe, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into
God bless and good night.